Well, there's always issues. You know, as you say, if it's just snow, it would be one thing. Last week, we had a lot more than snow, though. As Craig mentioned, a lot of the trees. And this time, a little bit different challenge. So those limbs and stumps are still on the side of the road because we just had enough time to get the roads open.
Mm-hmm.
Here comes another snow. It's going to bury a lot of those limbs and stumps. They're still going to be there. There's going to be a coating of snow on the top of them. And so, you know, people need to be a little bit more concerned about the sides of the roads this time than maybe they normally would. There's going to be some hidden dangers there that aren't normally there. We just haven't had the time to get in and clean it up yet. So that's one thing to be concerned with. And again, as always, if you're going to drive, if you don't have to drive, please don't. But if you do, be prepared. Have the chains. Have the four-wheel drive. Know that you know how to drive. It only takes one car to lose control and block a huge area. We can get chain reactions of numerous cars. We all know Buckhorn Grade is a common location. Cedar Ridge has a couple of locations, Crystal Falls, where we get multiple cars, and then all of a sudden, it just everything comes to a cease and a halt. That affects the snowplow operator's ability to get to places. If you have a car and you're parked in the roadway and it might block the snowplow driver, please move it, because the whole neighborhood may not get plowed as a result. So there's just those types of things help us out immensely.